Speak to us, loving God, from your word and in the power of your spirit. Amen. Lockdown has offered many of us the chance to step back from the busyness of life and delight in some simple things. Like many families in lockdown, Family Barnett have taken the opportunity to experiment with growing some of our own food over the last few months. We're particularly proud of our cucumbers, which we've never grown before and which are really tasty. And as usual, courgettes have proved wonderfully easy to grow. If you want to start somewhere, start with courgettes would be my advice. The tomato plants, though, have been a bit more temperamental. We're still trying to work out how to make sure that the numerous growing fruits become both red and sweet. We've recently tried following internet advice to put them in the airing cupboard with some ripe bananas, which apparently helps with the ripening process. I will let you know if it works. One of the joys of growing things with children is that you get to marvel again with them at the miracle of growth in the natural world. From tiny seeds, nurtured into seedlings, grow strong plants, offering fruit, vegetables for us to enjoy. And there's something miraculous about this process, actually, every time we see it. And it points to a deeper truth about the potency of small things. The parables we've been enjoying in Matthew's Gospel often develop this theme. We hear again and again about tiny seeds sowed by the sower, filled with potential, likened to the potential of the kingdom of God. So our gospel story today about the feeding of the 5,000 is also about the potency of small things. But this time, the small things are one small boy and one small packed lunch of loaves and fish. We know the story so well, don't we? It's a Sunday school favourite, not least because it's a great moral tale about the importance of sharing. And Jesus doing a miracle that involves food is always going to be a winner too. But it's also a story about the potential of small things when they are offered to God. So let's imagine the scene. It's been a long day, evening is approaching, and the crowd who have gathered to listen to Jesus are hungry. The disciples suggest that Jesus should send the crowds home before it gets too dark. And Jesus throws out one of his typically provocative lines. They don't need to go away. You give them something to eat. And the disciples are incredulous. All we have is 5 loaves and 2 fish, they say. It makes no sense that this small picnic will be any help to anybody. The disciples just don't understand. Like a child cradling a tiny seed in their hands, struggling to believe that it could grow into an apple tree. So the disciples look at this small picnic lunch and wonder how it could possibly be the solution for the hungry crowd. But Jesus says, "Bring it here to me." He invites the crowd to sit down, gives thanks to God for the food and tells his disciples to start sharing it among the crowds. And there is enough to go around. They are all fed and satisfied, 5,000 men and many more women and children. Well, it seems to me that we are so often found repeating the same refrain as the disciples. All I have is... It seems to me that we often use that language to dismiss the possibility that we could make a contribution, that we could have a part to play, that we could have something to offer. Maybe because we doubt our own abilities, maybe because the problem seems too big and we don't know where to start. We easily find ourselves saying dismissively, "All I have is..." But just as we say that, in our hearts and minds, we hear Jesus saying to each one of us, as he did to the disciples, "Bring it here to me." And so we're left with the question, do we trust in what God can do with small things? Can we believe in the part that we are being asked to play that is ours and ours alone? Can we believe in the potency of the small things that we bring? And can we bring them to Jesus in trust and faith? Well, I love the story about the starfish being thrown into the ocean. I expect you've heard the story. It crops up in sermons very regularly, but I love it, so I'm going to use it again. One day, a man was walking along the beach when he noticed a boy picking something up and gently throwing it into the ocean. Approaching the boy, he asked, "What are you doing?" And the youth replied, "Throwing starfish back into the ocean. The surf is up and the tide is going down. If I don't throw them back, they'll die." "Son," the man said, "don't you realize there are miles and miles of beach and hundreds of starfish? You can't make a difference." After listening politely, the boy bent down, picked up another starfish, and threw it back into the surf. He smiled at the man and said, "Well, I made a difference for that one." Not many of us consider we're called to change the world. But we are called to use the gifts that we've been given to change our corner of it for the better, in Jesus' name. So I want to end with a poem. It's something of a prayer, really. It's called Small Things. Small things. Just small things, Lord, and such a huge miracle. One boy, five loaves, and two fish. Such small things, but you used them, Lord, and 5,000 people were fed. I can't quite get my head around the proportions, Lord. 5,000 people, what does that even look like? I love that you did a miracle with small things, Lord. I love that 5,000 people were satisfied when one small boy brought small things to you. It brings me such hope, because I can bring small things, Lord. I can bring small faith, flickering, wavering faith, sometimes strong, a flame that lightens the darkness, renews hope, courage, perseverance, but so often weak, burning dimly, faintly, nearly snubbed out by the tossing and turning of life's storms. I only have small faith, Lord, but I can bring it to you. I can bring small skills, my experiences and my gifts. Some things I can do, abilities and talents that you've given me, Lord, beginning to flourish with gentle nurture. But an awful lot I can't do. Jobs that seem overwhelming, the clamoring needs and demands of each day, fear of failure looming on the horizon. I only have small skills, Lord, but I can bring them to you. I can bring a small vision of the kingdom of God. Sometimes I can dream your dream, Lord, of a kingdom of love and of joy and of peace, of lives transformed and relationships healed. But so often my vision is narrow, tainted by the sorrow and hopelessness of so many, weakened by the struggle of prayers that seem unanswered, hope that seems unfounded. I only have a small vision, Lord, but I can bring it to you. Small faith, small skills, small vision. Thank you that you do miracles with small things, Lord. Here are my small things. I'm ready to be amazed. Amen.